This is Talk is Cheap. I'm your host, DJ Susti, on KPW LP 97.3 FM, Eugene Peaceworks, Independent Community Radio. All right, last weekend was the benefit for mental health funding at the punk rock festival at the Eugene Skate Park, Washington Jefferson Skate Park. And called Together We Are Enough, featuring, and I recorded Breakneck Flow and Candy Pink, and talked with the Lane County Suicide Prevention Coalition, and some other surprises. So that's coming up here on Talk is Cheap. Just a couple things. It's important that we get Lula da Silva. It's important that Lula da Silva is elected in Brazil because we want them to stop cutting the rainforest down. What they're not reporting is the reason Lula da Silva was ousted was because he went against austerity programs of the IMF. Apparently, that's a very dangerous thing to do in the resort, in the corporate resource extraction world that we live in. All right, and then just a word on mental health. You know, I've heard it said, I don't know who said it, was if we can't create, we tend to destroy. And what that means is that the more you're a cog in the machine and your life doesn't have value, and the word now they're using is agency, the more your life doesn't have value, the more tending there is towards mental illness and destruction. I think that's why we're seeing and why we need mental health, is the more we move into a corporate world where you're just a cog in a machine, the more violence and mental illness you're going to see. Thanks for listening. Tell your friends. Support independent media. Do you want to give your name?
Sure. My name's Del Quest, and I work for Lane County Public Health in the suicide prevention.
Yep. All right. So what is the state of mental health care right now in Eugene?
Mental health care is very taxed here. It's underfunded. It's overwhelmed. And I feel like we need more mental health providers.
And why? So why do we need more mental health care?
You know, our youth, I work especially with youth in Lane County, and they're struggling with their mental health on a lot of levels and for a lot of reasons. And so having access, easier access to mental health would be really helpful for them.
And so a lot of it is biological?
No, I wouldn't say it's biological. I would say a lot of it is systemic. I would think it's, you know, pressures at school, and it's pressures in just kind of daily life. And so they're struggling with some external factors as well as perhaps just some normal factors that youth struggle with.
Well, what about the future of the planet?
I think that a lot of folks really are stressed about that and thinking about climate change and other kind of situations that need to be fixed that we don't have a lot of control over.
And, you know, schooling costs a lot of money, and they're potentially going to be working at a fast food place, maybe?
I don't know that they're thinking that far ahead. I think they're just kind of focusing on what's right on their plate right now, which is just high school and getting through those kinds of things, watching their families struggle, and just kind of day-to-day stuff.
All right, and so what does Suicide Prevention of Lane County Coalition do?
So our Suicide Prevention Coalition does a lot of education with mental health providers, school educators. We're working with lots of different facets of the community to provide education about mental health and suicide awareness, and how to support somebody who's experiencing suicidal ideation. And then we do, you know, we do other projects that are supportive of people with lived experience, and just anything we can do to bring awareness to suicide prevention.
All right, and so what does someone do if they're feeling suicidal?
Well, the first thing to do is ask for help and find somebody who can listen and support you, and then reach out for some mental health care if that's available. But the primary one is to make connection with somebody who cares with you.
Well, but and so do they contact the Suicide Prevention Coalition of Lane County, or?
We're not a hotline, but we can sure provide resources. So there are several organizations here in town who can provide support through a hotline, but the primary access, the easiest access right now for people is the number 988, which is the suicide prevention hotline, and people can connect to services through that. And then they can also go to our website and look for resources. The website is suicidepreventlane.org. And that, you know, on our page there, we've got an extensive list of resources.
All right. Anything else you want to say about suicide prevention?
Just that I'm really glad for events like this that help raise awareness and get people talking about it. There's a lot of stigma around it still that we need to get rid of. And having an event like this where people are just really engaging in the conversation is one of the primary steps to making some changes.
All right. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
awesome. We'll be right back. Thank you. All the organizers, the bands, and Braddy, Gene. We're happy to be here. I want to say a big thank you to Coda for filling in on drums. They learned all of our songs. Thank you. Thanks, we have one more. This is the first song we ever wrote as a band. Thank you.
I sing, and it's all about the way I felt because I wrote it.
Mr. Peter Townsend.
Yeah, thank you.
Mr. Peter Townsend.
And when I was in IPA, I always used to feel that the guitar was all I had. I could have been right, of course, and that I wasn't tough enough to be a member of the gang, not good looking enough to be in with the birds, not clever enough to make it at school, not good enough with the feet to make a good football player. I was a loser. And I think everybody feels that way at some point. And somehow being a mod, even though I was too old to be a mod, really, kind of got me right there. And I wrote this song with that in mind. Jimmy, the hero of the story, he's kind of thinking he hasn't got much going for himself, but at least he's won.
Voice too loud, but I'm one.